It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yep, it's the mixtape in the loop, Sports Radio 610. Figgy holding it down on a Wednesday. Happy Wednesday to everyone out there. So I'm going to do a little boomer asking today, all right?
No.
So John, Reggie, what did you guys do around 9 o'clock a.m. yesterday?
Okay.
9 a.m. What did I do yesterday?
9 a.m. I was yesterday. Probably walking into the building or soon to be walking into the building. Yeah.
True. Yeah, yeah. I was definitely up here. I was out talking to Byron, you know, getting ourselves ready.
Right. Yeah.
Well, I was doing yesterday around 9 a.m. Let me tell you what I was doing.
My bad. I forgot you did not care what I had to say there. My bad.
We gave it too much thought.
Yeah, I was actually trying like an idiot.
Let me tell you guys what I was doing yesterday around 9 a.m.
All right.
So, big shout out to Wade Smith and the Wade Smith Foundation.
Not Will Wade.
Not Wade Phillips.
Nope. Yeah. Not Wade Phillips neither.
Not Dwayne Wade. But Wade Smith. Shout out to Wade Smith.
And the Wade Smith Foundation, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep. And the Wade Smith Foundation. Reading with the pros. I was at a elementary school yesterday, and I ain't gonna front, man. I was a little nervous.
For sure.
Like just going in, I'm like, man.
Kids are judgmental.
I don't know what kind of kids I'm gonna get because I know what type of elementary school I went to. So I'm like, man, is that type of elementary school or are these kids are super smart where they gonna call me out like, man, this dude ain't smart. This dude is stupid. Like this dude can't even read.
This dude's stupid.
Yeah. I didn't know what I was getting into, but I came away with some takeaways from this.
Okay.
So I'm gonna start. I got like 5 takeaways from this.
Numero uno.
So when I walked in, the school was super quiet, man. Mm-hmm. It was so quiet to the point I didn't even see a kid.
Yeah.
I'm like, did school start?
Yeah.
Because usually, like, I just remember growing up, it was always kids in the hallway.
In elementary school?
Yeah, 100%. It was always a kid trying to go to the bathroom.
Yeah.
It was always a kid just mingling around. Hey, young man, where your pass at? It was always, like, I ain't seen not one kid. I was there for like a good 15, 20 minutes, AC, yeah. not one. I'm like, usually you can hear the kids in sure. the classroom or something sure. like that. I ain't hear or see nothing.
But during class, like while class is going on, yeah. I view it as like an inverse relationship between as you get older, it gets louder. Yeah, it's yeah. like when you're talking about the elementary school, like babies, for real, they don't go nowhere without supervision. So like during class time, y'all got to be in here. Mm-hmm. And if we go into the yeah. restroom, everybody going to the restroom, right? Yeah, yeah. So like the hallways are going to be tumbleweeds. Yeah. Middle school, because yeah. the past appear, and then high school, they just be yeah. they be around.
I mm-hmm. just remember being in elementary school, like, hey, can I go to the bathroom? Can I get a drink of water?
Yeah.
Just
trying to get out of class.
Just some type of reason to be outside
yeah.
the classroom. And that made me think about my favorite little skit in the, well, not a skit, but stand-up, Mike Epps stand-up. When he used to talk about how he used to see kids in the hallway, just where the hall pass, mm-hmm. and this is how that sound.
You remember them little kids always had a hall pass, walking past classrooms and get him. Ah! Teacher be like, keep walking, young man. Shut up, bitch. 10 minutes later, you see the principal with.
I'm like, dang, that ain't that type of elementary school. Yeah. So, yeah, nah, salute to that.
You man. Went to see the good kids.
Yeah, no, nah, that made me feel a little better. I'm like, all right, these kids actually are still kids.
Yeah.
They nice and sweet, so, mm-hmm. yeah.
Numero dos.
So,
that means two Lopez. Yes, I don't know does. If you knew.
Do yeah. it. Oh, yeah. I'm glad you said that because I sat with four boys. Mm-hmm. So I thought this was going to be a big group thing
yeah.
where I'm like reading, like I'm like, it's just my book and I'm premiering it for a whole crowd or something right. like that. But they had to separate in groups. So I had a group of four boys
mm-hmm.
and I asked their names. And one gave me some type of Spanish name. I'm like, say what?
No.
I'm like, say what?
Guillermo.
He said,
I'm going to call you Willie.
Yeah, he said something like that. I'm like, oh, word?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm like, what's your name? And everybody, you know, you could tell they were shy
mm-hmm.
a little bit. So I'm just going around the table like, what's your name? I'm Figgy.
Mm-hmm.
But it threw me off a little bit. I'm like, oh, like I forgot this is Spanish. Like it's a lot of Spanish speakers in here.
Yeah.
So that kind of threw me off a little bit. I'm like, all right, I think I'm in for a rude awakening.
Right. Were you afraid that they were going to give you a book in Spanish and you were going to have to?
Nah, they did. So I picked the books out myself.
Oh, okay,
so the,
all right.
So the books I picked out was Whistle for Willie.
Okay.
And I picked out another book. Well, he wasn't a bookie in this book,
okay.
But the other book I picked out was Wordy Birdie.
Okay.
So I had those books, and if you wanted to do like a Spanish book, you could, but mm-hmm. obviously
yeah.
I'm not about to go down that route.
Mm-hmm.
Numero tres.
So I thought we all had something in common because I'm kind of sitting around waiting for it to start, and one of the little kids was like, hey, I like football.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, word? Who your favorite player, man?
Mm-hmm.
He started rattling off some Spanish names. And all.
Chicharito.
Yeah,
that's right.
Hugo Sanchez.
That's exactly what he said. And none of them names was Lionel Messi. I was waiting on a Lionel Messi or yeah. something like that. I'm like, yeah.
I know him.
Yeah, all four of them started rattling off some Spanish names.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, this is a different type. Y'all talk about football.
Yeah, and it's probably for real because if they were rattling off Spanish names, I'm guessing that they're watching Liga MX. They're watching yeah. the Mexican League.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm trying to think, who are the hot-popping Mexicans
just,
of today?
Because
the Mexicans
thinking.
I'm thinking of, I'm thinking Memo Ochoa, his old
yeah,
self.
Yeah, all the old ones. All the old ones would be there. But yeah, I'm sure they are.
Yeah, so I tried to jump in the conversation like, hey, do y'all watch the Houston Dynamo?
Mm-hmm.
They're just like,
yeah.
All right. The little boy actually said, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, so y'all talking about that real football everybody be watching.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, all right. I'm like, I got to find something everybody in common
that's
with.
Good.
But yeah, so at that point, I'm like, okay. I'm mm-hmm. like, I'm going to see how this goes.
Mm-hmm.
Numero cuatro.
So all of them but one really spoke English well.
Okay.
So it was one that was kind of good, but you could tell he didn't understand what I was saying.
Yeah.
So it was another kid that would like translate it for him.
I love that.
Yeah. So I was kind of catching on, and then you could see the other boy shaking his head like, oh, okay.
I got it.
And then at one point, all four of them was just talking in Spanish and giggling and laughing.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, if Johnny had three apps, I'm like, wait, back to the book.
Yeah, bring this back.
I'm
All right. Like, I don't know what you're saying, and I'm immediately going to think that you talking about me.
Yeah. Exactly. I'm like, all right, now. I said, Johnny had three apples. I'm like, all right, we got to get back on track over here. And the last one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
Number 5.
At the end, when he's about to leave, and you know how you dap the kids up. Yeah, all right, man, see you later. Have a good day. And one actually hugged me.
Oh, that's the best.
That's gave dope. Me one of them little side hugs. Yeah. I'm like, oh, that kind of warmed the heart a little bit.
That's the best. I mean, kids amazing.
Yeah, so it was fun, man. Again, shout out to Wade Smith and the Wade Smith Foundation for letting me read to the little kiddos, man. We reading with the pros.
How many readers were there? You and who else?
It was a lot. So shout out to the fan of the year, Patty Cream was there.
Hey. Okay.
Patty Cream and her husband. And it was a few people, man. It was
a deal.
It was cool, man. So yeah, shout out to everybody. A lot of Texans fans, obviously.
Nice.
So it was fun. Got to give a special rest in peace to Val Kilmer.
Mm-hmm.
He passed away yesterday at the age of 65. His daughter announced that he died of pneumonia.
Mm-hmm.
And so a couple movies a lot of people know him from is Top Secret.
Mm-hmm.
You got Real Genius, Top Gun, Willow. And this is kind of a unofficial confession, I guess. I didn't even know. So he played in, I guess he played Jim Morrison in The Doors.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it was a movie.
Yeah.
Oh, it's 91. I didn't even know about the Doors movie.
That was my confession. Mm-hmm. I had no idea this was the Doors had a movie. And just looking at the clips.
Oh, you got to watch it.
I seen.
Yeah, no, really.
I'm going to watch it because I seen some of the clips floating around.
Mm-hmm.
He looked exactly like Jim Morrison,
exactly.
Man.
Exactly.
Like, it's kind of scary a little bit.
Oh, that is him on the movie poster. Because I did think that was Jim Morrison.
Yeah, I thought it was going around Jim Morrison. I'm like, dang, they got a nice...
And his girlfriend, I'm trying to find it in the Doors movie, was... Yeah, Meg Ryan. Meg Ryan.
Yeah.
For, you know, from obviously a lot of stuff. But I actually... It's funny you say that, because I was posing this question... what's the first movie or couple of movies you think of when you hear Val Kilmer? The Doors is one of them for me.
That's really? The first, really? Okay.
Yeah, The Doors is one of them for me, and then Tombstone, you know, Doc Holliday. He was so good in Tombstone. But a lot of people say Real Genius. Like, that's when he kind of really made a splash.
I always think of, I'm a little younger, so I always think about that Batman movie.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
So yeah, I ain't gonna sit here like I was just so familiar with all of these movies because I wasn't into those movies, but for sure the Batman. But I got to watch this Doors movie, man.
No, like I said, that's one of the first ones I thought of.
Yeah, I got to check that out.
832 said, don't forget about Val and Heat.
And Heat is another one.
That's Gus and Katie. Shout out to Gus and Katie.
It's so funny. Like, we were texting about this in the family text this morning, and I mentioned something about Tombstone, and my daughter-in-law says, oh, he was one of the fighter pilots in Planes. you know, the animated
Was he really?
Yeah.
That's such a great, like, one, that's a very parent response.
How do you know you have a two-year-old without saying you have a two-year-old?
Yeah.
Like, Cars and Planes, she knows all the actors that voiced over the movie.
That's hilarious.
But at the same time, like, that's a great kind of... I guess Easter egg that I never noticed or never clicked in. Yeah. I guess I didn't watch Planes. That's why.
But it's like Cars.
I know. Yeah. But I was like, I got Cars 2, and I was like, I am done here.
Planes is actually pretty good. I watched it the other night.
Oh, really? I wonder why.
Yeah, I can tell you what.
I'll let you do that. I was not going that far on that. I was like, you're not getting me to Planes.
Watch Planes?
Sure.
All right, I get y'all out of here on this. So yesterday was April Fool's Day, and some of the stupidest jokes out there, people just flat out lying. Tiger Woods, just flat out lying. But a lot of corporate companies on social media actually did a lot of April Fool's jokes too. So here's the list of some of the I guess some of the best ones that got some of the reaction where they was just fooling people. So Hidden Valley Ranch, they I guess put something out there, say they was doing a Hidden Valley Ranch flavored soda. So they announced the different flavors, which is Classic Ranch, Garlic Ranch, Hot Honey Ranch, and Jalapeno Ranch. And so a lot of people was kind of pissed off when they found out it was a just a joke. Another one.
Wait, they were mad that they found out it was a joke? They were trying to drink it?
People are weird, man. They would try some of that type of stuff.
If there is one thing that I could say points to the fact that America is going off on the wrong path, it's that people are trying to drink ranch soda. Nothing else. This is the one thing that points to the fact that we are not in the right place as a country.
Just nasty. But another one, Yahoo. They did something called, I guess they was releasing something called Touch Grass Keyboard. Which is, so they post a video of a keyboard with grass growing out of each key and claim it immediately sold out.
Well, maybe it did.
Yeah, and that was
to Reggie's point.
Yeah, that might be getting some ideas for it. Yeah.
Also, if you're doing that, you're defeating the purpose. The whole idea of touch grass is go outside.
Let me touch grass and be on the computer still.
Yeah.
The other one is cat poop scented candles. So a pet tech company called Whisker announced that a candle called Cat Poo Number 2 is real, but it doesn't smell like a litter box. It's rose scented. So I guess a lot of people got excited about that too.
Yeah. Why would they want that? I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah. I'm around the list off real quick. Electric shaver for your, like Reggie liked to say, keister?
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. And the entire outfit meant for cleaning your glasses. So it was a glasses company.
Oh, wow. I could clean my glasses on my pant leg.
Exactly. Yes.
So you're just wearing a whole, what is it? It's not microfiber.
Microfiber,
yeah.
That's pretty much what it was. Yeah. Just a whole outfit, just that type of cloth.
Yeah.
Because people clean their glasses with their clothes anyway.
Yeah.
So now you can actually do it and actually clean your glasses.
Just real quick, as much as I hate April Fools, and we established that yesterday, there was one yesterday afternoon that I saw after the show that made me laugh. It was Toadfish, which is an outdoors company.
Okay.
They do reels and rods and, you know, windbreakers and all that. They advertised a redfish mating call. Like, you stick your face in the water with this and you blow it and it attracts redfish. So just to get people to stick their face in the water.
That is crazy. I'm going to round out this list to mood matching lingerie that would change colors just like a mood ring.
Okay.
Wine stained furniture.
Yeah, appreciate.
I'm sure a lot of people wanted some wine stained furniture. The Duolingo World Cruise.
There you go, Reggie.
This was kind of funny because they said it was going to be a 5-year cruise to help you learn 40 different languages.
Absolutely not.
I'm like, all right. Raising Cane's skin moisturizer. So they
Raising Cane's is skin moisturizer if you've ever eaten it. Yeah, it's all over you. It gets all over you.
What are you doing?
It gets all over you.
It's chicken tenders. Yeah. Chicken tenders should never get on. If you can't eat chicken tenders.
You got sauces. You got ketchup. You got, of course, I eat that pig.
With this one, they
I understood when you said gets all over you from eating chicken tenders.
This one, they actually had Cardi B do a fake review on it, too. So they went far enough to get Cardi B on it.
Mm-hmm.
And then chocolate bread, Reese's. Claim they were selling it for peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, and I would have been a little disappointed with this. I would love to try like some chocolate bread with a peanut butter jelly sandwich. And the other one that I seen going around, I had to check to make sure this wasn't real. HEB they announced that they was putting up a club on top of HEB and Montrose, like an actual nightclub.
That could happen because I think there's a Kroger somewhere where they got a club in the Kroger.
I text Joe from HEB like, yo.
Yeah,
is this real? He said, "Unfortunately,
you
no."
Hear that slight flex that he, you know, I just text my connect at HEB.
Yeah. I'm like, yo, I'm like, look at this. Is this real? He said, "Nah, this ain't."
Bucky said that they were going to put a Bucky's on Texas City Dyke out in the water,
and you know what?
It would work.
Would have done.
It
numbers.
Would work.
That wouldn't surprise me.
Hey, let me go ahead and pull up right quick and get a brisket sandwich.
Pull up in your boat, get some beaver nuggets.
That wouldn't surprise me at all. No. I could see that happen.
All right. A great and fantastic edition of Figgy's Mix. Never leave again because it just means that the Figgy's. I'm sure it'll be a very long time until I have to handle Figgy's mixtape again. I'm certain. All right.
Maybe this week.
You're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Figgy's mixtape, 1:20 p.m. every weekday here on Sports Radio 610. Hit him up at the Figgy Fig on social media if you find something that is mixtape worthy. Also, keep an eye out. He might have, an outing happening soon. Mm-hmm. You never know. All right. Coming up next, we get ready to hand it off to the fellas of the drive, Clint and Ron, see what they're going on with. But also, is this draft disrespect that came on NFL Live? I'll let you make the decision next.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry blend and orange hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Vellani and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.